needed to go for a long time. God prunes us to make us stronger, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're closely monitoring a tropical threat over the upcoming weekend. Maybe a tropical storm developing in the Gulf that could affect us. Then fog advisory this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Limited sunshine today. Scattered to numerous showers and storms again. High around 86. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Generous supply of showers and thunderstorms here and there. It's not going to rain all the time. High around 85. Then Sunday and Memorial Day Monday. Rain and thunderstorms increase in coverage. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. High near 80 Sunday, low 80s Monday, and looks like rain and thunderstorms continue on Tuesday. Stay on top of the tropical weather threat with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
When I was a member of the Kevin Baptist Church growing up, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know the CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
After 10 o'clock, Carb Day just getting underway at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So if you're following that closely, guys doing the final tune-up there before they get going on Sunday morning for the Indy 500, which will kick off on ABC at 11 o'clock on your local affiliates. All right, we got some telephone calls, 272-9228. It's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. I want to say this before we get too far into the program. Jack is out, for those that weren't in the first hour of the program. Jack is out. He'll be back Monday. I'm in here alone, and the rules are the same on Friday. There are no rules on Friday. You can talk about whatever you want. I have a host of news I could go through. But Friday, you know, I enjoy talking to the folks. It's also Memorial Day weekend, this is the weekend we remember the fallen. Not just veterans, but the fallen. And we love our vets, and we can't thank the world enough for our vets. But this is a special day. This coming Monday is a special day specifically for those who didn't make it home. So our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Lisa.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And I do. I'm like Randall. I love this radio station. And I love Jack, too. So wish him well. May I honor the Amersons? These people, these are my relatives, and they were on the Bataan Death March. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do. I'm familiar with it.
Okay. So they okay. That was our, some of our service. My father also served. Now, what I'd like to do, since I'm here in Alabama, my son, his name was Robert Sylvester Kramer. That's K-R-A-M-E-R. He came back from over there. He was doing Desert Shield and Storm. So when he came back, they couldn't take him into the mental processes that they have now in place. So he sort of like took his life.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Down in Florida. Yes, sir, that was very hard for him. And he was my stepson, but he was me and his daddy. It was hard for us to go through that. He's buried in Mill Brook. Now, I lost my husband. His name was Sylvester Ambrose Kramer Jr. I lost him 4 years ago. It was due to Agent Orange, a cancer that is associated with Agent Orange. Okay. It was so hard. Hard watching somebody die like that. Cancer is hard. Anyway.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling and sharing that.
I'm a veteran, and I want to tell you that the VA does take very good care of me.
Where did you, what branch did you serve in?
Oh, I'm Army. I'm regular Army, sir. I'm their traffic controller.
Where all did you go? Did you go anywhere?
anywhere they wanted me.
Well, we thank you for going anywhere and answering the call. Not everybody is so brave, Lisa. Thank you.
I enjoyed myself, sir.
Well, thank you.
I'm not going to lie about that. I had a nice time, and some of the military people, your veterans, are the nicest people you're ever going to come across, and the people that serve us, the doctors, the nurses, just even the operators that answer our phone calls, you know, that direct us to the correct places. Those are good people. Okay. You got to know that, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate it. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story. I love hearing people's stories. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Debbie.
Hi. How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me talk. I just wanted to maybe hit on a nerve a little bit, but I'm hoping it's in a good way. The whole idea for Memorial Day, in my mind, and of course this is my opinion, is to make us appreciate what we have, because too many people are taking it for granted. When you throw that flag down or you don't kneel for the, you know, national anthem, that kind of thing, you're not respecting or appreciating what people have died to obtain for us. And us as a nation need to come to the realization that if it weren't for the sacrifices of these people that have went out there and fought for us, leaving family behind the majority of the time, it is, you know, something that you just can't even imagine unless you've been there. I had an uncle that was in the Desert Storm, came back with that disease that you throw up your blood all the time. And he finally died, but he had such a problem with claustrophobia, he could not sleep in his house anymore. Oh, he literally had to sleep underneath the stars, even in the winter, because he was in one of those little pits for over 5 years.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's not easy. People don't realize the sacrifices. And all the people that have to leave and stay gone for so long, sometimes they come back and they don't have a wife. My sister, who was the head of her squad, had more than one John Deere letter from husbands and wives that she would have to console these people while they're overseas. Can you imagine?
I can't. No, I cannot.
No, and so people don't realize these sacrifices are huge, and they're sometimes forever, and sometimes they don't come back at all. But the families have to live with it. So for the families that have lost their loved ones, I appreciate everything and all that you have had to endure for us, because it is for us. Someone, but 2% of the people that are actually in the military, these people are a backbone, and we need to appreciate them. And that's all I got to say about it.
Well, Debbie,
hope that's all right.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean that. Thank you. And you're right. We've never lost anyone in our immediate family in war, but my wife's brother, who has for 20 years now been my best friend, he's gone twice now to
yes.
war and been deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's easy while they're gone to kind of forget, because again, war is so sanitized now.
Right,
and it's so easy to talk to people because you can send them text messages and they can jump on the computer and fire off an email and you know, even funny jokes and memes back and forth. And it's easy to forget that they're in a very real place with very real consequences, real and permanent consequences.
And, yes, it is. Did you ever see the film of the young man that died in Benghazi, and the videos, the clips they were showing of him, like the previous year before, and then all the way up until like just prior, 2 weeks before the Benghazi episode? And you could see everything about him was changing, and it was becoming more and more real to him. And you can just, it was like a time lapse. And that speaks volumes. Just to see this beautiful man
who has such a great personality, a lot of humor, you know, was able to joke even during the hardest of times. But the 2 weeks before, it was all gone. He couldn't do it no more. And he knew he was about to die. It was just a matter of when. And that just broke my heart to see that time lapse of watching his facial features and his voice and everything about him change through that year. My nephew came back. He's got PTSD. He had 3 tours, 1 in Afghanistan, 2 in Iraq. And, you know, he's seen his, you know, buddy right next to him get blown up. And so, you know, these things scar you for life. So these guys come back with heavy weights. They have PTSD, and sometimes because of it, things will set them off, and they can't control what happens to them at that point. So we have to really address the situation when they're coming back in, and at least now they are finally doing that. Used to, they just blow them off or try to heavily medicate them. Now they are actually trying to help them come back to their normal selves. So there's an enormous sacrifice these people go through, whether they live through it or whether they die due to it. We got to appreciate everything that they've done for us.
What a day. Debbie, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a great call. Certainly.
Have a good day.
Certainly. You know, I asked Father Driscoll when he was here one time about the church liturgical calendar and why do we celebrate Christmas every year? You know, there was only one birth of Jesus. Why celebrate it on an annual basis? It doesn't really make sense, you know. And why do we celebrate birthdays every year? And why? I mean, it's just an arbitrary, you know, trip around the sun. Why are we celebrating that arbitrary trip around the sun? I mean, if you think about it, it's one of the most arbitrary things we do is celebrate, you know, a calendar that is the same over and over and over, whether it's a liturgical calendar or, you know, today is May, what is today? May 25th. Why is it May 25th? Why is it important that we have a May 25th every year? Why can't we just go on forever and say it's just happened to be the day that whatever? You know, why is that the way we record things? But I think when you get to holidays and the root word, holy days, when you get to the holy days, when you get to the days that you're remembering the deep parts of life, the community that we share, and shared experiences, then you understand why the arbitrariness of celebrating birthdays and celebrating May 25th. I mean, why is January 1 a big deal? Well, when you celebrate the holy days, you get it. It's good to stop and remember. And if we didn't have a date that we stopped and remembered collectively and had a shared experience around those who wandered into battle and didn't make it home, our fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters who didn't make it home, if we didn't have a community-wide, nationwide shared moment where we celebrated those people, thought of those people, cried about those people, prayed for those people, if we didn't have that moment, we would never have it. We would never have it. It just wouldn't happen. So I'm glad we do have that. Steve, sit tight with me, and we'll be back after this. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. It's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm Baron Coleman. This is News and Views. I got a surprise for you on the other side of the break. Sit tight.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so much. At long last.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with Southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
There is only one person in the race for state treasurer that we can trust to get the job done. That man is John McMillan. John McMillan is a proven conservative that will protect our money with honesty and integrity. When special interests in Montgomery tried to raise your taxes with Amendment 1, John McMillan led the fight to defeat it. John McMillan was instrumental in the creation and success of the Alabama Oil and Gas Trust Fund. John McMillan has responsibly managed hundreds of millions of our tax dollars and will ensure that the state keeps its commitment to the PAC program and state retirement systems. He is proud to be a lifetime member of the NRA. He's a Christian, a devoted husband and father. On June the 5th, vote John McMillan, conservative, Republican, state treasurer.
Paid for by John McMillan for State Treasurer, P.O. Box 11054, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of the program brought to you by our friends over at Midtown. No, it's not. Brought to you by our friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. It only feels like 9 o'clock. No, it's one of those days you don't want to ever hit. I was just texting with a friend of mine during the break.
You have friends?
A couple. A few. And you lose sight. You know, you get involved in a text conversation, you lose sight of where you are. Time-wise during the day. 25 minutes after 10 o'clock, which means this hour of the program brought to you by our friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage do a fantastic job of taking care of our audience. And I know it's Memorial Day weekend, and you think, well, they can't possibly get anything done on Memorial Day weekend, so I'll just call her next week. Well, you can. I mean, she'll be around next week. You can call today, and Alabama Home Mortgage will be open next week. But you only have until May 31 to get in on this 1% down deal. Oh, I got a story, actually, about this. Listen to this headline I read this morning. Mortgage rates, this is a Washington Post headline. Mortgage rates have been rising at a pace not seen in almost 50 years. I repeat, for you people who are wondering whether you should call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Mortgage rates rising at a pace not seen in 50 years. They're still at semi-record lows because of how low they were, but they are skyrocketing. You got to get in. You got to get that 1% down locked in by May 31st. That's next Thursday. Keep in mind, Monday's a holiday. So if you don't call today and get yourself locked in, you may get locked out of this deal. You don't know what's going to be going on next week. You're not guaranteed to have an easy week next week. You know today's easy. Call her, 567-4223. Get locked in on a refinance. Get locked in on the 1% down on a new home. Get pre-qualified. It's spring shopping season. Get out there, 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. I will have a phone call, and then I have a guest. Steve.
Hey, Baron, how are you today?
Doing well, sir. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just wanted to call. I'm a retired Air Force veteran, and I wanted to call and pay tribute to all my brothers and sisters that I lost during Vietnam. I'm a Vietnam vet, and there's very few of us left. But I want to pay tribute to two guys in particular. One died during the 68-69 Tet Offensive. He was the father of one of my classmates in high school, and he was on his third tour in Vietnam. He was one of the very first Green Berets, and he went back for his third tour, which was going to be his last because he was going to retire when he came home, and he died 6 months into his tour. The other one was a friend of mine who joined the Army 2 years before I did, before I joined the Air Force, and he died. He became what was referred to as a tunnel rat because he was very small, and he was one of these guys that, hey, I got a job to do. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to root these guys out of these tunnels. And he died in one of those tunnels the year before I joined the Air Force. And so I just wanted to pay tribute to those guys in particular. And
Steve, I'm always amazed. You talked about going into those tunnels. I'm always amazed by the people who get the job that they know is probably more dangerous than any other. I remember when I was in, I had a great world history teacher in 11th grade. He was phenomenal. I wish I could remember his name. I can picture his face. He kind of looked like Newt Gingrich. You know what I mean? Gray hair and like kind of a big cheeks and kind of a long face.
Right.
And he kind of Mr. Started with an H. It's coming to me. Was it Gilliland? Hold on, it's coming to me.
It's not an H.
I know it's close to an H. G and H are right there on the phone. Same number on the phone. Let's see here. You know, I'm old enough to remember old pagers, Emily. And so we used to, this is how we sent text messages. We did them in alphanumerics when the pager first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you wanted to say I love you, it was 4-5683-9.
What's the difference between a pager and a beeper?
Same thing.
Okay, so I remember beepers.
Yeah, drug dealers use beepers. Normal people use pagers. but anyway, so I still think of things in alphanumeric. But he was a great, Hollis Gillen, that was his name, Hollis Gillen. That's why I said H.
Mm.
He was a great world history teacher. He's still there at the school, believe it or not. He's one of the only two teachers still there that were there when I was there more than 20 years ago. But he was a great world history teacher, and he told us a story in World War II about a particular position on the battlefield in a particular battle where they were losing people in this position like every, I think he said, less than 2 minutes. That somebody would run up and man this gun, and it was a very effective position, but you were just a sitting duck while you were up there. Somebody would run up, they would grab the gun, they would shoot. They would, you know, help advance whatever they were trying to get accomplished, and then they would get shot and killed, and they would fall off of it, or worse, you'd have to go drag them out before you went up there and did it. And he said they had a line of 20 men sitting there waiting to go up in that gun.
Yeah, well, but
I mean, I hear stories like that.
Yeah.
And I think, what the hell have I done with my life? you know what I mean?
I sit in a radio station all day. The guys that were the tunnel rats in Vietnam, that was strictly voluntary.
Yeah.
You know, so it took a special breed.
Yeah.
Charlie was the first cousin of a probably one of my all-time best friends, and they joined the Army on the buddy system. And Buddy ended up having to escort his body home. He had apparently tripped a booby trap in this particular tunnel, and it left him basically without a face.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that was a very tough time. And Buddy was the reason that I joined the Air Force, because after he transported Charlie's body home, he told me, if you join the Marine Corps or the Army, I will personally kick your butt up one side down the other. Either go in the Navy or the Air Force. I don't want to lose another friend.
Mm.
And a little over a year later, here I was, young 19-year-old, scared to death, sitting in Vietnam. So, like I said, I wanted to pay special tribute to those two guys. And
well,
thank
I appreciate
you for taking
that.
My call.
Thank you. Thank you. Look. Who's he look like? Kind of looks like Newt Gingrich, doesn't he?
Does.
I found a picture of old Hollis Gilliland on the Brentwood High School website. Hollis Gilliland. I cannot believe he's still there. He looked older than that when I was there. He must have had a facelift or something.
Oh, don't say that.
Why?
Why would you just assume that he had a facelift?
Well, how else do you get looking younger?
Maybe...
Maybe he didn't have a facelift.
Night
I don't know,
creams.
I was just thinking night moves should have been called night creams. Working on a night cream. Our number, get 272-9228 if you want to get in. Emily joins us.
It's me.
I've not had you on the air since you've been a full-time blue waterer.
I know, because I'm busy.
I know. You're busier now than you've ever been.
Yeah. But
you like being
good.
A blue water full-time?
I absolutely do.
Yeah. It's... I see you less now than I did when you were a part-timer.
I know. I'm not able to listen to the show like I used to.
Ah.
I know. Everybody listens.
Everybody listens, except Emily anymore.
But, well, you know, the stuff that I do, very audio-heavy. So I've got to listen to that and get it together. But.
You got a cool office. You took a very sterile office, Jeff Blake's, and you turned it around and sort of made it a hippie den.
A what?
A hippie den.
A hippie den?
Yeah, it's a hippie den.
I don't understand how it's a hippie den, because I'm
I don't mean. I mean hippie in the very loose sense of the term. It's quiet. It's dark. You got lamps with paisley on them. You've got
that is the coolest lampshade ever.
It's a cool lampshade. When the lamp is off, the lampshade is white, and when you turn the lamp on, it's paisley.
It's really neat.
It's a really cool lamp, but it's dimly lit. It's a great place for creativity.
Yeah.
It's a great place for creativity. So what are you doing now? What are you doing here?
I believe it's...
Not what are you doing in here today, but like at Blue Water, what are you doing?
I know...
I'm trying to introduce you to our audience.
I appreciate that, because they've never heard me before, ever.
Yes, they have.
Creative services. I'm writing and producing spots and helping people be creative in the way they go about communicating with... our audiences, not just here on News Talk, but across the gamut of Blue Water Broadcasting, all 8 stations.
Well, I'm telling you what, I'm glad to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's kind of a ghost town. Let me tell you,
it's sometimes Kenny will sit in that window and look in here, and when Jack's not here and I'm alone, I'll look over at Kenny, and Kenny will kind of look back, and I'll get eye contact every now and then. You go do 90 minutes in a room by yourself with blinds drawn on one side, the Jaquarium empty and defunct in front of you, and then the sales office to your right that, you know, they're out selling ads. They're not in there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even downstairs where I am, it's... there's tumbleweeds rolling through.
Steely Dan or Toto?
Steely Dan or Toto?
Yeah.
Toto.
Better than Steely Dan?
No, would not say they're better.
Who's a more... technically proficient studio musician ensemble.
Toto.
Take that, Steely Dan. I'll leave you with Asia, even though someone would rather be listening to Toto.
Time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
June 5th, the citizens of Autauga County will have the important task of selecting a new probate judge. Paul Beckman is clearly the best person for the job. Paul Beckman has a proven record of experience, and he's a man of his word. This is proven by Paul when he kept his promise of only serving two terms as your state legislator, something not very common these days when a politician has tasted power and privilege. Paul Beckman has spent 24 years as a lawyer practicing probate law. Paul's experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
Have you heard about Joe Bonner and James Bonner?
Who?
Joe was a Republican in Congress.
Who's the other?
That's James Bonner. Same name, nothing in common. James Bonner runs for office all the time and always comes up short. Bonner would be a disaster for Republicans. James Bonner dodged taxes, didn't pay alimony, defaulted on 8 loans, and declared bankruptcy. Bonner said he was too sick to work and couldn't pay up. Now, he wants a taxpayer-funded job on the Public Service Commission.
So, who are you voting for?
I'm with the Trump conservative, Jeremy Oden. Oden fought Obama's EPA and lowered our utility rates. Oden is the conservative we need on Alabama's Public Service Commission.
I'm Jeremy Oden. I'm a small government, pro-Trump conservative, and I'll get government out of the way and out of our pockets.
Paid for by the Jeremy Oden Campaign, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama, 35621.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Subtropical storm Alberto has formed in the northwestern Caribbean, heading for the Gulf of Mexico, and could have an effect on Alabama's weather by Monday, if not before. Our forecast for today, mostly cloudy with limited sun, scattered to numerous showers and storms, high 86. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, again, scattered showers and thunderstorms around with a high around 85. By late Sunday into Monday, rain and storms increase in coverage, locally heavy rainfall amounts as Alberto approaches the coast. High Sunday near 80, low 80s on Memorial Day Monday. Stay up with tropical weather developments with our free weather app. This is a good time to get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here in the river region and all over the state of Alabama, really. If you get a downed tree, Chippewa Charm Tree Service wants you to know that they have 24-hour a day, 7-day a week tree service right here in the River Region. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for emergency storm services. Don't call at 2 a.m. and say, Tom and Augustine Duncan, I've been looking at this pine tree outside my window for the last 4 years, and I think it's time to thin it out. That's not the time to call the emergency phone line. The emergency phone line is, Tom and Augustine Duncan, I just had an oak tree fall into my living room. That's when you call Tom and Augustine Duncan on the emergency line. That emergency line, put it in your phone because you're going to need it. And I'm not on the radio at 2 a.m. when the oak tree falls through the dining room. 478-3103. Write it down. Get it in the phone. 478-3103. 478-3103. I give you that number a lot right now because these tropical storms, though we got, we're sturdy people here in the southern half of Alabama. We get hit by storms from time to time. But even so, trees will fall during the storm. I mean, that's just the nature of a tropical storm. So they have that emergency storm service, 478-3103. You can call it. You can get it taken care of. They also have the regular number that you call when you just need a pine tree taken down, 328-2484. That's the number everybody knows, 328-2484. If you forget any of this, look them up online on Facebook, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in here. Are you watching the Indy? You are watching the Indy 500.
I am. I have a friend that is big into racing. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see what your friend is doing here right now? He's watching a graphic.
That's so pathetic.
Of circles going around. It's not even cars.
It's pathetic.
The circles represent the cars.
Yeah, it looks like an old video game.
It does, but it's live timing, and right now Marco Andretti's got the third fastest time on Carb Day. I'm pretty excited about this.
How about that? I'm pretty excited about an email we just got from the boss man.
Oh, did he say we can go home?
Yeah.
At 10:42?
No.
Going home early, you say?
It's get your stuff done and then,
get the heck out of there.
Boogie.
Thank you for coming and sitting with me.
I know.
You know I get bored up here.
I can't imagine. You know, I get to spend the morning with three of the greatest guys we have here. No offense, but...
Excuse me?
I just...
Where do Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman fit on this sliding spectrum of great guys we have at Blue Water?
I mean, y'all are living legends. You know, you're award winning, so you're on a different.
No, not just award winning. We've been proclaimed and resolved.
Yeah. Y'all are extra.
So we're not the greatest guys, but we're okay.
The guys that I have with me.
Oh, Jay and Rich and Greg, I would love to do shows with them regularly.
They really would.
And you?
Well, thanks.
I would love to do shows with you guys regularly.
They're like family now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been doing the morning show together for over a year, and it's just, I can't imagine sitting in here by myself and having to carry a show for 3 hours. I would go mad.
It's not bad. I don't, if it's a normal Tuesday, I don't mind doing it. On a Friday, I don't like to harp on the news anyway,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it's Friday. You're going into the weekend. I don't want to be all newsy and bring everybody down.
Debbie Downer.
On a holiday week, on a holiday Friday, it's even harder. Memorial Day Friday, you know, I've got stuff. What am I supposed to talk about? A guy convicted of murder in a 2015 barbershop shooting? I mean, how do you cover that on Memorial Day Friday? And I'll tell you what, and I mean this. Last night changed me in a way, and you... I kept you abreast by text messages last night of what was going on. But last night changed me in a way. News, like I got up and I looked at all the news I'd sent myself last night to talk about today. And I woke up and I thought, none of this is important to me right now.
Hey.
You know, none of this is important to me.
Now, I imagine I missed the first hour of the show, but I guess you already told everybody.
Oh, yeah. The first segment I went through and told them about Owen. And we had a scary moment last night at the house. Ended up in the emergency room and all that. But I woke up this morning and when I just saw him bouncing around the house, and the kid is a Cheerio fiend. He's a Cheerio fiend. In fact, my wife went out of town one time and left me with him, and I didn't want to get up. He gets up early, like 5 or sometimes earlier.
Oof.
And he wants Cheerios when he's up. And so I put in the kitchen what I called the Big O starter kit. His nickname's Big O. So after Oscar Robertson. So I had the Big O starter kit. The Big O starter kit was a bowl filled with a Ziploc bag full of Cheerios as big as I could get it. And I put the Ziploc bag in there with a spoon in the bowl, and I put that on the table where he would sit. And then I would put in a mug the right amount of milk to put in the Cheerios. so that I didn't have to get up in the morning and pour the milk because the jug was too big for him to pour. He could do everything else. And that was the Big O starter kit. And so,
do y'all go to Costco and get the three pack of Cheerios, or it's the Frosted Cheerios and the Chocolate Cheerios and the Honey Nut Cheerios?
We get the regular Cheerios. That's the kind he prefers. We get the regular Cheerios. And last week at Costco, they're normally $5.59 for two of the big boxes.
Yeah,
the $7.59 for the Honey Nut. Sometimes we'll splurge, but usually $5.59 regular Cheerios, two boxes. Last week at Costco, they were $2 off.
Ooh!
So they were $3.59. So do the math. That's $1.80 per big box. I mean, big box of cereal. So I load it up. We've got cereal for the nuclear holocaust at Camp Coleman.
You like went supermarket sweet through
we
Costco.
Did. Just... We did. My cart looked like one of those people that do extreme couponing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, why, ma'am, do you have 2,000 rolls of toilet paper? Well, you know, I'm getting them for 4 cents a piece.
So you're going to owe me money by the time we're finished. Have you ever seen that happen?
Now, I'll say this. When I started on News Talk, this was 4 years ago. We're coming up on our fourth year anniversary.
Are you going to have a party?
Nah, probably not.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't...
You just totally have a party.
I just got done having a party. We just had a party in April.
Doesn't matter. You have another party.
I don't want to do too many parties.
I'll help you.
If someone else will plan the party, I'll have a party.
Way to be lazy. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, if Tricia hadn't planned our last party, we wouldn't have had that party either. Jack and I'd still be in here like, we should have a party sometime. But anyway, when I first started here, our producer was Ricky Malone, the lovely and talented Ricky Malone. She was a great, great Blue Water employee. I loved Ricky. Extremely talented, brilliant. And she was our producer. I didn't know how all this stuff worked at the time. And she would sit an extreme coupon during the segments.
No.
So she would get us into the segment, and then she would back away from the board and sit back here and cut coupons for... 3 hours a day.
Whoa!
And she had notebooks and like accordion pocket stuff.
Yeah.
She would sit there, and when I say extreme coupon, I mean extreme.
It's legitimate. They did a they did a television show on it for a while when it like hit the fever pitch, and people were. They'd be done checking all their stuff out. They'd ring up all the coupons, and then they'd be getting $20 back. And you're just like,
we're paying you for the privilege of taking all our Cheerios.
You have four buggies of things, and you're not paying for any of it. We're actually giving you money for shopping. And I don't have the focus, and like my attention span would not allow me to sit there, and I don't math very well. But I have seen those electric scissors. Those are pretty cool.
Excuse me?
Electric scissors. It's like two little blades.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Four couponers?
Yeah.
No.
I'm serious.
That's the laziest thing I've ever heard.
You get a hand cramp from the coupon.
Come on.
So you have the Black & Decker electric scissors. Yeah. It's a real thing. Totes.
You are kidding.
I'm so serious. Let me Google it.
All right, so I used to chew. This reminds me of a lazy moment in my life. I used to chew gum all the time. I had Light Blue Frida in my pocket 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I chewed. If I was awake, I was chewing Light Blue Frida. This was a years-long thing. Started probably late high school, early college, and went on for several years. Until I kind of got scared of artificial sweetener, and then I got rid of Light Blue Frida. But I ate the heck out of some Light Blue Frida. And today, I would... You know, if I could get just one piece of Light Blue Frida, but it didn't have artificial sweetener in it, I would step on women and children to get to it. I love the taste of Light Blue Frida. It's the best gum ever.
I love the taste of the Winto Green Mints, but you're not supposed to eat a bunch of them.
Well,
they tear up your insides.
When I got off of Light Blue Frida, my jaw weakened. I'm not kidding, because I was chewing so much. My jaw weakened, and like 6 weeks later, it would hurt to eat. I'm not kidding. I had to go to the dentist, and they had to fit me for like a thing to sleep in.
Are you serious?
Yes. It took a long time. I still have it. I don't wear it anymore, but I still have it. I had a little thing that when I went to sleep, I had to put it in my mouth. My jaw started hurting.
Mouth guard?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I had chewed so much Light Blue Frida over the years that my jaw was used to constantly clenching and chewing. And then when I stopped chewing it, you know, I had all these muscles that wanted to work.
Well, I quit smoking again, and...
No more Pall Mall Orange?
No. You know, I quit, and I'd done really well for about a month or so, and then South Sounds happened, and I was smoking the ultralights again, but I haven't in a while. But I've been going... We went to Costco and got the 74-pound bag of Winto Green Mints.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, man. I am...
Does Eric smoke?
No, never has.
Never has?
Mm-mm.
Good. That's a good influence on you. It's hard to quit when someone in the house smokes.
Yeah, and he hasn't been like totalitarian about anything. Like, you're going to do this. You got to quit smoking. He's just like, I just would like to know if you have a plan to quit. And he's like, you know, it could be now. It could be in 2 years.
That wasn't a deal breaker when you guys got together?
No, no. I mean, the first time he met me was, we were in a smoky bar.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
You still go to smoky bars?
No. I'm trying to save for a wedding. I don't go out that much anymore.
I eat ramen noodles.
It's not so much ramen, but do cook at home a lot now and all that stuff. But no, he was, you know, I'm not saying that you have to quit, and I'm not saying that you have to quit tomorrow, and I'm not saying that you have to quit in 2 years. It would just be, you know, cool if you had a plan to quit eventually, because I want you to stick around for as long as possible. So, no pressure and lots of encouragement. So,
let me say this. I gave up the nicotine habit completely last February,
mm-hmm.
14 months. And if you had a can of Copenhagen in front of me, I might hit you with an axe to get it. So don't feel like it's ever going to go away.
Great.
Who's this? You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, this is Clint.
Hey, buddy. Welcome back.
Turn your radio down, Clint.
Can I call back?
Yes, sir.
Am I authorized?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
What's on your mind?
Emily.
That's me.
You talking about smoking?
I did, yes.
Yeah? I can't believe you took my call a second time. I ain't never called back twice on this program in my life.
That's okay. You can call anytime you want. It's Friday. There are no rules. What are the rules on Friday, Clint? There ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn.
That's right.
Emily, I tried to meet Emily that night at the get-together that night, but she left too early, so I saw her backside.
Whoa, hold on. Go on, Clint.
No. I have to be here early, so I have to get up early, so I don't stay out.
But he said he saw your backside.
I'm sure he saw me leaving.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on.
I thought he was being more actual than literal.
Good Lord.
How about that?
Miss Emily.
Yeah, that's me.
I get up every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Have me 2 cups of Irish coffee. And I have about 5 cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I have me a left-handed cigarette.
Oh.
So, that's what I do. Why are you complaining about him to quit smoking?
No, he's complaining about her to quit smoking.
He didn't complain. He just said, you know, I'd like to know that there's a plan to quit eventually. I think he's very realistic about it.
All right.
I mean, it's not a rude thing by any means. You know, my buddy.
No, it's not rude. No, ma'am.
No. And it's, you know, it's sweet. It was, I want you around as long as possible. So.
Well, young lady, I congratulate you on your engagement.
Thank you.
That's good. What kind of guard are you going to wear? White or blue?
I don't know.
You don't know yet. You got to get to your sisters.
What color? What?
Garter.
Clint, now that's personal.
No, it's not. No, sir, it's not.
Well, it should be.
All over the world.
It should be.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Well, Clint, I appreciate
you
calling, sir.
All right, thank you for taking my call again, sir.
Thanks.
Guys, let's do this. Let's take a break. 272-9228. We'll be back. Hey, look at this. Someone mentions your garter and the phones light up.
Yep.
I'm wearing a garter too, guys. No, I'm just kidding. You can call talking about my garter? What color is it? It's red.
Bless it.
Indiana Crimson. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest.
hottest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP 35,192.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining.
That's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says we'll see. The summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month might be back on.
No, we'll see what happens. It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it. We'd like to do it. We're going to see what happens.
He canceled yesterday, citing hostility in recent North Korean statements, but a statement today is much warmer.